There's always
I'm doing an audio booth from supper. I'm squeezed between documentary over here.
Hello? Where's your spoffle? Again, you got a crappy, open, exposed mic, which is obviously going to be blowy.
My spotter's in your pocket, but you know why you said you'd give me one.
Yeah. Say again? What did I say?
Doesn't matter. Let's ignore him. Who am I talking to over here?
Hello. A storyteller at heart, but someone eating a pizza right about now.
Are the two mutually incompatible, or...?
I could tell the story about a pizza, but it'd be too deep for me currently due to the fact that I've actually had some red wine. But talk to me tomorrow.
Okay, here we go. And finally, Bert.
Hello.
Good day.
All good, yes.
Probably more important, good pizza.
It's okay. It's kind of, tough when I live around the corner from one of the best pizza places in all of California. So anyway.
Yeah. I've been there. Domino's.
No, it's... Well, when you come out to California, I'll take you there. It's really good in the Mission in San Francisco, like very great Italian food.
How was Christian today, apart from annoying?
Yeah, no, Christian is a force of nature. I'm glad we were there to adorn his presentation, but I'm sure he could have done quite fine all on his own.
Okay, I'm going to move down the table. Oh, dear, who's next? It's Kate.
Oh, dear, excuse me.
You don't have to say anything. He doesn't own you.
He doesn't own me, that's quite right.
Emotionally he does, doesn't he?
Sorry, you're looking at me. Sorry, what do you want me to say?
How was today?
Today was fabulous. We had a nice time at Croke Park, which they polished especially for the Queen.
Great, thank you. So, Bill.
Are you scared?
The most fascinating thing about Dublin at the moment is the yellow marks on every drain, manhole cover,
yes,
and every lamppost.
You are right.
Because somebody has spent a lot of time going around everywhere
spray
that might possibly be on the route of the Queen or Obama, checking them and then sealing them and then marking them as sealed because they're really concerned about the potential security implications, which
really?
Is a reasonable thing
good?
To be concerned about. Yes, if you look, they are spray painted and many of them are sealed closed as well. All the lampposts have wire around them with a seal and yellow.
Uh-huh. We saw them
because
outside Trinity College Dublin. They were using polyfiller.
The point is not to seal them closed, it's to know if they've been opened or tampered with.
I've seen that movie. It's French, isn't it? When they come up underground.
Yes.
What is it? Post-apocalyptic.
I don't know which movie it is, but they're not going to be doing it in Dublin. Croke Park is a fantastic space, though. I mean, it's as a piece of modern stadium architecture, it is really lovely inside. Katie, who's with me, is an architect, and she thinks it's been very well put together. So it's been great to have a look inside it and to get to see the executive boxes, which I will never, ever get to go in my life again. Partly, obviously, because I'm not important, but mostly because I have no interest in sport whatsoever. And so if I was in one of them,
you
I'd be...
You might play again, you never know.
I have been to see Arsenal play three times.
What? And you don't even like football?
Apparently they're a football team.
I heard Court Park described as the Pompidou of Dublin, which didn't sound great.
Well, if you think about the relationship of Richard Rodgers and Anna Piano's work to France's perception of itself, or Paris's perception of itself, as the cultural centre of the world, and the importance of Croke Park in the history of Ireland, particularly what happened there on Easter Sunday in 1916, if you think about it as a work which expresses something about the nation, then you could see why you might compare it to the Pompidou Centre. It's not about art and culture, but it is about cultural expression.
And this he's fantastic, isn't he?
He is, and there's always sentences
don't
I have to go
national,
away and look up.
A national treasure?
He's already protected.
Is he?
Yeah.
Which bit? The hair?
There's a new branch of the BBC protecting living archives. The archives you can't record in any other way than brain matter. And Bill Thompson's... He's actually... He walks around in his own archive, which is a scary, scary thing. But he's very, very right in the way of the historical importance. If you look at Hill 16, and I learned today that Hill 16, this corner of the stadium, built from the original remnants of Hill 16 where the massacre occurred and the poignancy of the visit of the Queen. I spoke to three Guardia
who are our police officers here, very happy, very jovial, very happy to talk to me. I didn't bother taking out any devices, but I was blown away by their want to have a conversation there on the street, telling me about how one of them was very, very excited about how the Queen was coming and how she believed that Ireland was grown up enough to kind of forgive, forget and get on. And the other two kind of looking on, frowning a little bit, as if to say, there's a lot of people that hold a grudge. There's a lot of people that won't forget the past quite so easily. And I thought, so do you think you're going to have a hard job? And ultimately they kind of shrugged and said, no. If it's ruined, it will be by a few people who are not actually even here. And it will probably be an online revolution, which is kind of an interesting thing to hear from a police officer.